Herman. Okay. Chairman Franek?
Here.
Member Forehand? Member Graham White?
Here.
Member Krasinski?
Here.
Member Muir?
Here.
Member Reno Ogden?
Here.
And Member Sager?
Here.
Thank you all. All right. Approval of the meeting minutes for October 27th. By the way, can you folks hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay. Are there any comments or thoughts? And I happen to have one. And that is on page 2. In the third paragraph, the fourth line, I believe the organization is Landmarks Illinois Suburban Cook County Alliance rather than Unity Alliance.
That could be. I can. Confirm that.
Yeah,
if we can approve that.
Check that. That would be great. Other than that, I have no other comments. Does anyone else have any comments?
No.
Carla?
No. No comments.
No. Jan? Comments, Jan?
Yeah. Yeah.
David?
Nope.
Scott?
No.
Ryan?
No.
Okay. All right, then. Matt, could you take the vote?
We have a motion and a second, please.
Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Chairman Franek?
Yes.
Member Graham White?
Yes.
Member Krasinski?
Yes.
Member Muir?
Yes.
Member Reno Ogden?
Yes.
And Member Sager?
Should I pass since I wasn't here at the meeting?
You don't have to, but you can abstain if you'd like.
We
have enough to.
Yeah. Public comment. Is there anyone there or has anyone submitted any comments to you, Matt?
I have not received any, and nobody is present.
Okay. So much for public comment. Discussion regarding promotion of River Forest architecture and history. One thing I did note, and I think it was it Jan, did you send me the Facebook post?
I don't know. Refresh my memory.
Okay, I'm not on Facebook, but someone sent me a Facebook post. It was a little blurb inviting people to enjoy the noteworthy architecture of River Forest during the holiday seasons, which is a good and entirely appropriate. However, one of the comments that was in there was a statement that the earliest structure in the village dates from 1831. And I am not aware that there is any structure in the village that goes back to 1831. I believe the oldest structures, correct me if I'm wrong, Jan, go back to the 1850s.
Correct. Yeah. Now, yes, now I recall this. Yeah, it was on the River Forest Facebook page, and it was posted right in.
Okay.
So, and so, I'm with Dave Franek. I don't know of any 1831 either.
Yeah, that was about years before someone was joined the commission. But at the same point in time, I've got no, I think the date could very well be an error. So Matt, if you could check, I don't know who prepared that post, But if they've got some information otherwise that substantiates the 1831, love to see it.
Absolutely. I will explore that. May have just been a transposed number or something, but I will confirm where that came from.
And there are two other things that I noticed from the last meeting. Did you get a chance, Matt, to talk to the village attorney about the procedures for revising the survey?
Yes, I talked to our village attorney, Lance Molina, a little bit about this topic. He was still wanting to do a little bit of research, but we agreed that some of the language in the village code with the historic preservation states that the commission is responsible for keeping the survey and information with it. So we believe that the type of factual additions and the like that we have discussed at this the last few meetings would be appropriate for the commission to include or add without being subject to village board approval. That would only really be when it comes to changing the criteria for being significant or adding items to that survey. So the commission, that's within the commission's purview to kind of add appropriate content relevant to the survey. The larger or more complicated question is the actual act of updating that survey. Obviously, we have a existing a print and PDF version of the survey, and we also have the property database online that having some troubles, has had troubles for quite some time. Mm-hmm. It's an outdated software module. It has a lot of information, and member Sager even just today pointed out that it wasn't allowing access, and I ran into the same issue. So I guess there's kind of two. So yes, the commission can address inaccuracies or information in the survey. Now it's just a matter of on the staff side figuring out how what that looks like. And the commission, we talked a little bit about that form on how to, you know, accept that information, and we touched on that a little bit with an existing form. But implementing and having those changes be available to the public will just be separate item for us to figure out.
Matt, let me bifurcate the question. So then it's, we have the power to update individual pieces of information with respect to properties that are existing and covered by the survey. Do we have the ability without village board approval to include additional buildings within the survey? That sounds like a no to me. Because I think that's a different animal than updating the existing survey. It's broadening the scope of the survey. So I want to make sure that whatever we do, it's fully in line with what our powers are.
Sure.
I would think that would be a no, Dave.
Yeah.
That is my guess as well. I can confirm that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. It's kind of what I think the commission thought. The only other thing I see is a carryover from the prior is, Brian, you were going to noodle around on potentially doing something with including the, an interactive map on the village website. Have you had a chance to start with that with all the holiday planning going on?
Yes. Excuse me.
after our last meetings, I was a bit motivated the next day, and I did a little bit. I started, and I'm interested in feedback from everyone else, just to see what it is, or if we like it, and I could keep going. If you everyone has a minute here, I could I brought my laptop so I could share.
Please, that's great.
Let me excuse me. All day yet, I can't figure. Ah, here we go.
Hmm.
Ah, here we go. Okay, so what I did was I used Google Earth instead of Google Maps, only because after looking at both of them, they're both free, first of all, but Google Earth has the ability where you create kind of like a street walking type scenario where you can make multiple points on a map. You can modify the icons of each one. And then what I did was started with kind of like a home page, as you see here, and just copy and paste it off of the website. Mm. And then I just did five properties so far because I, you know, each one takes a couple minutes. I didn't want to do them all, and then we all hate it. And then that's what I did. So I created this project here. I had to hide this. Basically you would come to a link and then if we all like this, we can, you know, obviously the rest of the properties will be included, and then eventually we'd have to talk to someone at the village about putting it on the particular preservation page. So as you click through them, what it'll do is it'll have a screenshot of the actual home, a bit about the home, and you could just either click through it or, you know, each individual icon, or there is a way to get, kind of like a table of contents. So you could just click left or right to go to each additional one.
Hmm. That's great.
It was pretty cool. I thought it was, let me just go back to this. Yeah, there is a way you could either click it from here and then they could all be listed here, and then I'll go through it. And like I said, I none of this is my own writing. It's strictly copy and paste from the website. I'm not much of a literacy major, but I do know how to operate Google. So I thought I'd mess around.
No, that's as you great. See,
Cool. I just did the first five, and like I said, it you know, just started from the top. Obviously, this is the southwest side, and then it kind of goes from there. But we could do it. And then the only thing I really did was modify. I just put the Village River Forest little icon as each thing or each point, and then put the address as well as the architect and the year. Again, copy and paste. But if we like it, I'll be more than happy to kind of keep going and get them all on here, and then eventually, work with whoever our technical representative is with the website to throw it on there. If you like it.
I think it's fabulous. And does anyone, what do people think?
I think it's pretty cool, too. I do notice, though, that 559 Edgewood is below 555 Edgewood. Or should this be a little leading into what's north and south on this thing?
Good point.
I don't know if that's just how Google did it.
It could be just the way they kind of put it, because or which one I created first, so it just threw it on the bottom. Yeah. We could definitely play around with the formatting a bit to make sure it's geographically correct. And then, I think that's about it. Another thing that came to mind was locking this down, which before it actually gets to public consumption, obviously we don't want anyone modifying anything. So That needs to be looked into a bit as well, because this is just my login. Security is obviously a point that needs to be discussed before it goes out publicly, obviously, because we don't want anyone.
I think it's a great idea. The only thing I would mention, Brian, is the I wonder if that icon isn't too big, just a simple red dot or a red square or something that would not cover up quite so much of the map, so you can see actually the building beneath it. If that's helpful, anybody has thoughts on that?
No, I'll fully agree. Definitely. And I mean, from here, if those that don't have much experience with the Google Map products, it's pretty sweet. So you could just grab this little guy right here, and then you could do a street view, and you could actually walk it if you wanted to as well too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's my part, I guess, for this meeting. Yeah, if everyone's cool with it, I'll kind of keep going, and kind of go from there. Again, security, definitely the icons. Agreed, they're just huge. By default, they kind of come up with like a little dot, like you said. I thought I'd modify it and to just throw in the village thing. But definitely I agree that they're just so big you can't see the tops of the houses basically.
And this is off the map.
Yep. Out and
jumping in with both feet.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, one of the first comments, I think, was, welcome to the commission. We have no veterans. We have no rookies. We have members. So it's good stuff.
Cool. Yeah, I do recall that chat about Zdeno Char, correct?
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Cool, guys. I'll go ahead.
Does anyone else have any other thoughts?
It will be no problem to get that on the website. I think that'll be a very popular thing to share.
Cool.
Yeah, in fact, I can see other villages doing this. Absolutely. I mean, it's very user-friendly. And it's the kind of thing that someone could sit at home on a cold, nasty day and kind of map out some things that they would want to do when the weather is nicer. Yeah, it's good stuff. Okay, so continue with the discussion regarding promotion of River Forest architecture and history. Any other thoughts or comments? Hearing none. Carla?
No, it's Jan.
Okay.
From the last meeting, so we're on item 7, correct? Is that where we're at now?
No, the main
Either 4 or 5 on the agenda.
Oh, 4 or 5. Oh,
yeah.
They don't match the minutes from the last meeting. There are other items.
Well, no, there were just a couple of things that Dave Rainel Ogden had mentioned at the previous mm-hmm. meeting. So I think that would be helpful to discuss that a little more. But I'm not sure where we're at in the agenda. David, one thing you had mentioned was about the River Oaks neighborhood. I think.
Yeah.
We were talking about.
Yeah, the mid-century.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we at 50 years yet on that?
No, I have to look and see what the dates are in the survey in the back. There's the list of when it comes to the point of passing 50 years, you should be strongly considered.
Yeah.
I've got the survey, and I don't see it on the noteworthy buildings less than 50 years of age.
Yes.
I don't see the River Oaks addresses on here. Hmm. However, so that's one thing.
It's got to be closer. I'm sure they were in the 70s, so it's got to be fairly close.
Yeah.
That's all the ones by Martin Braun?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get, because there's discussion of that in the survey. If I can get to the right page, I think it'll talk about when those were. So, yeah, here. So it's on page 51 of the final survey. And it says, custom built, Braun bought the remaining land and erected 13 custom built ranch homes between 1948 and 1955.
Oh, wow.
And then, it goes on to the next page and says Braun and his wife lived in the house at 544 River Oaks Drive. Another three houses were later added by other architects, making the total with the existing Winslow House 17 homes in the subdivision.
Hmm.
So now I guess we'd have to check and see what those additional three houses were, but 1955.
Yeah, well, later.
I think we can make a strong case for that to be a new district.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
Good idea. Yes.
Absolutely.
Go about doing that.
Okay. So I guess what we need to do is nail down the dates. I'm thinking, Jan, you may know this off the top of your head. Is that something that the Historical Society would have quick reference to in its street files?
I would hope so.
Okay.
I would think they'd be our main source.
Yeah, okay.
And then how will that reach out happen? Will that be a liaison like myself? Or will that be Matt?
Either, Jan, if you want to do it, if another commissioner wants to do it, I'm certainly willing to make a phone call and find out specifically if we know what the dates are of the specific homes. I mean, it's a pretty straightforward question, or it's just a quick visit.
If you know, it's Frank Lippo and Rachel Berlinski over there.
Uh-huh.
And chances are, if you were to contact them,
yep.
Chances are, then Rachel will come back to possibly me with
okay.
that.
Okay.
But to go through the proper protocol, I would say from you to Rachel or Frank first. How does that sound?
That's fine. That
or
works.
Or I could go in. Okay.
Yeah, no. Happy to do that. And I think honestly what that does is I think that's a a good way of addressing some of the cooperation that Frank spoke to when he came and presented something about the Preservation Alliance to us. And it's a nice way of sharing some thoughts and some information. I think it's a great idea.
All right. Another thought on that district area, for a quick recognition, the village puts up honorary street signs frequently. We have many around town. I drove by the area today, and there is no honorary street sign of any type over there. What would you, like we've got the one for the 700 block of William. What would you, everybody think about asking the village president about, and what would we call it? And would we put it on the River Oaks rather than on the Auvergne? I mean, would we even do it?
Interesting idea, Jan. There's some houses on both those streets that we can include in that district. How do you spell the last name of the developer again?
Braun, B-A-B-R-A-U-N.
Did he do anything nasty, or is he a good guy?
Huh?
Do we know anything else about him? Was he a Nazi sympathizer? Was he just a good egg, or
he was?
We'll check that before the village board.
I'm thinking if we could use his name. I don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, no, absolutely no. There's at least one individual who was active in both River Forest and Oak Park as a landscape architect who's got some problematic things in his past.
Mm-hmm.
Some problematic things in his past that have caused some thoughts about revision. So I think the good guy question, I think that's something I'll also, when I reach out to Frank, I'll ask.
Okay.
It's Martin H. Braun. I said Alex H. There is a short biography in the survey about him, but it probably wouldn't hurt to ask Frank Lippo also. So that's on page 64, where we've got it under significant architects and builders.
And he is
German born.
So was Einstein. I think he'd probably, the Dictionary of Chicago Biography is probably a good place to start. I'll check into I've got a copy of the Encyclopedia of Chicago, which is, probably 10 pounds in one volume. And I'll check if there's anything about Mr. Braun in that. But yeah, that'd be a, why don't we do this before we reach out to the village? Why don't we do a little preliminaries, and I'll check in with Frank and see what we can find out about Mr. Braun and make sure that everything we know whom we are saluting before we salute. I think that's great. Anything else, Jan?
Hello? Yes?
Hi, anything else? You had mentioned you had a list of things.
The next thing was, you know, somewhere maybe talk about what Dave Rainwagen's suggestion of the block party.
Yes, I've got that questionnaire somewhere. I saw it again, and I'll dig that up and bring it in next time. The oral history questionnaire.
That'd be cool. In fact, a lot of the streets, you know, a lot of blocks probably use that or do that with mm-hmm. their block parties.
Yeah.
I know, in our block, in the 500, 600 block of Keystone, this was always, hey, just ask Blondie Kirk. She's lived on this block for 65 plus years. And three separate homes and knew everybody on the street and is an extremely vital person. So,
very valuable resources we got around us.
Absolutely. 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 And those folks are always willing to share it, too, which is great.
So let me get this straight. We're still in limbo about adding new significant properties to our list, correct?
Yeah, I think we need to find out what the procedure is first.
It's still a work in progress.
Yeah, exactly. So what we do is we figure out what the procedure is. Then we figure out how we're going about whatever we need to do to confirm the justification for adding, how that goes about in terms of, going back to the folks that did the survey the first time, asking if they're willing to update, if so, what the cost is, and then approaching the village board. I think that's probably the logical formula, but we've also kind of reached a point. We have enough of a passage of time, if in fact, particularly if we've got a number of homes which sort of have achieved the level but for the 50-year threshold, and we've got sort of the pre-investigation already completed and in writing on some of these, that'll be just a natural. We can have a chunk that we can include potentially. But I would submit we need to know what the ground rules are before we start coming up with a game plan.
Thanks.
The fifth item on the agenda, the discussion of additional ways to protect significant properties, probably is the sibling of the fourth, the discussion regarding promotion of architecture and history. Does anyone have any further thoughts they'd wish to add?
No.
Carla?
Not tonight.
Okay. David?
Nope.
Scott?
No.
Brian?
Yep.
Okay. Is there other business that we would like to discuss? I guess one of the questions, Matt, do we know whether we have any potential requests for certificates of appropriateness percolating through the pipeline?
No, I was just looking in our building permit software today. No, there's no permits applications at this time that would need the commission's review.
Okay.
It slowed down, obviously, with winter, but.
Sure. Is there anything else anyone would like to add? Other than on a personal and group level, I'd like to thank everyone for their continued participation and thought and effort both veterans and newer folk, because we all bring different strengths and different perspectives to the process. And it's kind of really what it's all about. It's a collective representation of the community, and something that personally, I thank you for the for all that assistance. It makes my job as chair much easier and greatly appreciated. And I think it's a community service as the whole. Other than that, my personal wishes to everyone and their families and loved ones for a wonderful and healthy and happy holiday season and into the new year. May we all have continued good health and better health in some instances, David.
Thanks.
As you enjoyed COVID so much the first time, you thought you'd do
it again. Yeah, you know, the isolation's not all that bad. It's a week every now and then. I do have a public service announcement, though, that this was 2 weeks ago. We were broken into and they stole all of our fruit. My wife and I were left peachless. I think it's time to adjourn, Dave.
Wow. You know, I personally am rarely peachless or speechless. And my friend, you've succeeded in doing that, which is certainly an auspicious way to end the year.
Yes.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Matt.
Chairman Franek.
Aye.
Member Graham White.
Yes, and a happy new year to everyone.
You. Member Krasinski.
Aye.
Member Murr.
Aye.
Member Reno Ogden.
Yes, aye.
And Member Sager.
Aye. And stay happy holidays and stay healthy.
Thanks,
stay safe. Be well, all.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
Take care. Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.